Happy Friday, everybody. I want to welcome you to this episode of our DriveCast. My name's Christy Lowe, and I'm the Missions Director at LifePoint Church. And this past Sunday, you know, we talked about, as followers of Jesus, we are called to live sent lives because God is a sending God. He's missional in his very nature. And so today I want to talk through three implications for living sent that we can intentionally begin to incorporate into our lives right now. And the first of that is we need to connect. First, we connect to the Lord. We draw life from God so that we can point others to him. But we must spend time with him, abiding in his love. And then everything that we do as we love and we serve is an overflow of an intimate relationship between us and the Father through Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we connect with God, but not just him. We also need to connect with one another. You know, missions is not a lone ranger activity. We don't go out on our own. Jesus sent out two by two, and we take that as an example that we do this together as a church, as life groups, as families, as friends. The second implication I want to talk through is to see. And we pray that God would open our eyes to the people around us, our coworkers, our classmates, the friends of our kids, the families that our kids spend so much time with as they do sports. The opportunity is so huge in front of us. You know, you do need to eat. I would encourage you to take your family to an international restaurant or a market. Be intentional with people. Love, serve them well. They're your neighbor. So we want to see God's activity around us and join with it. And then the third implication I want to share today is we need to take a step. We need to step out. Sometimes the road seems long and maybe a little bit scary, so we don't step forward at all. But if we're obedient to just the step that God puts in front of us as we ask him to show us his activity, then we'll be heading down that road. Maybe for some of you, it's serving locally, your life group, being more involved by serving your city and your communities. Maybe for some of you, it's going on an international trip. We're currently forming teams for Chile in November and Uganda in January. So if that's your next step, don't be afraid to take that step on faith. And some of you, it may be longer. And if that's the case, let's have a conversation. You don't need to walk that journey alone either. So again, we're all called to live sent lives because God sent his son to us. Because our lives matter to him and we have a purpose in him. Let's do it together. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are a sending God, that you sent your son to us because of your great love. Lord, I pray that you would empower us as your church to go out and to point people to the joy of salvation. Lord, I pray that you would equip us for every good work, that others would know how good you are because of how you have transformed our lives. Lord, help us to take the next step. In Jesus' name, amen. We hope you guys have a fantastic weekend, and we will see you next week.